Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy, beautiful day to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world and whenever you are joining the show. Thank you for being here. This is Molly McCord, and every week we gather to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead so that you have an idea of what is going on in this world and how it's working with you personally and energetically. Now, in this show, I like to give you the astrology and the energies, but I also get these intuitive hits and these really cool visions sometimes. And for this show, I got a really awesome vision that I want to share with you shortly as I get talking about the energies. But that's how I do things a little differently. I like to give you more than just the astrology so that you can sit with the vision yourself. Because you know there's something about when you visualize it in your own mind's eye and you're just tuning into that energy, it can awaken in you quite a bit. So we're going to have some fun in today's show. Now today is March 21st, 2018, and this is the time of new beginnings and fresh starts and brand new intentions. We are beginning a whole new cycle, my friends, a whole new cycle that actually commenced on March 20th at 0 degrees of Aries. That is the beginning point of a 306-degree journey of the sun. And so we have these new energies coming in that are meant to awaken within us something new, something fresh, something that you're ready for. So in your natal astrology chart, you look to find 0 degrees of Aries. And wherever that house is in your chart, it could be the third house, it could be the fifth house, you know, it could be the eighth house. That is where you experience a new start, a renewal of this cycle in your life. And so that's where the energy comes through to support you with this new start. It's sort of like a new moon amplified because it is a new beginning point that's meant to carry us through until next March. So 0 degrees of Aries. Now, this is also called the Aries point. The Aries point is obviously a 0 degrees of Aries makes sense, right? But there's also the 0 degrees of each cardinal sign. It's also referred to as an Aries point because it's that beginning energy. So, for example, we have 0 degrees of Cancer, 0 degrees of Libra, and 0 degrees of Capricorn. These are each the points throughout the year that begin the next season. So 0 degrees of Cancer is the start of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. 0 degrees of Libra is the beginning of fall. 0 degrees of Capricorn, beginning of winter. So these are each called the 0 points, and it's a really powerful degree point, these 0 degree points, especially if you know anything about solar returns, which is more advanced astrology. But this is usually, it's a point of change, of dynamic transition. And so that's all part of this energy signature right now, dynamic transition. And we are meant to be ready to say yes to the new. Now, the sun is just entering Aries, but Venus has been in Aries for a little while now. Mercury has been in Aries. Uranus has been in Aries. And Eris, the goddess of discord, has been in Aries. So this energy has been in play for a while now. But when the sun comes through, because the sun is the biggest light in our solar system, the sun comes through and it just lights up what all the other planets have been working on. So the sun is coming through now, and you're really going to feel that sense of, okay, some things are ready to move and to get started. But then you have another message coming through, and that's where you have the wisdom of astrology here. Because Mercury is about to retrograde on March 22nd. So we have this desire for a new start, and Mercury in retrograde reminds us to slow down. So Mercury will be in retrograde starting March 22nd until April 15th, and he will be retrograde starting at about 17 degrees of Aries. He's at 16 degrees, 54 minutes when he stations retrograde, and then he's going to go back to 4 degrees of Aries. So we have territory here that Mercury has covered in the past few weeks that he's going to go back over two more times. Now, I am a very pro-Mercury retrograde person. I love Mercury retrograde. I embrace it. I invite you to do the same and to not buy into the frenzy or the chaos that's out there, because, of course, the planets don't do anything to us, right? It's we are the ones in control of our energies. We are the ones who decide how we're going to handle something. And Mercury is the fastest moving planet. Mercury is related to our minds, technology, our cars, our thoughts, our words, our everyday life, our ability to travel, you know, to get in the car and you go to the lake for the weekend. Mercury is the fastest moving planet. And think about how crazy our minds can get. When Mercury is out of control and going so fast, he has monkey mind. So Mercury retrograde slows down our monkey minds and says, okay, I need to take a minute, take a breath, pause, and not allow my monkey mind to get carried away. And so during Mercury retrograde, I always think of it as we are collecting and gathering what we missed before. So we're going back to make sure we didn't forget anything the first time around. And this Mercury retrograde period is really important because of how fast Mercury travels in Aries. It's speedy. He just wants to take off. He's impatient and impulsive and go, go, go. And now we're saying, okay, wait, this was all moving too fast. In your chart, wherever Aries energy is, specifically 4 degrees to 16 degrees of Aries, it was all moving so fast. And now we're saying, okay, wait, I probably forgot something. I overlooked it. I didn't see something clearly. I have to go back and check. What did I not see the first time? And so this actually, Mercury is going to cover the territory that he was in since March 9th. We're going to call it 2 weeks-ish. And so whatever's been going on in your world for the past 2 weeks, especially if it felt accelerated and like you just weren't ready, this Mercury retrograde is going to help with that. It helps with the slowdown. It actually invites us to breathe and not feel like we have to get it all out or figured out right now. And so the Aries energy for each of us is really at this interesting place right now of feeling like I'm ready to get it started, I want to get it started, whatever it is for you. But then the Mercury retrograde in Aries is saying, well, not so fast, and please don't rush. Because if you rush, you'll be clumsy, you'll make mistakes, you'll be too impulsive and too impatient, perhaps a little violent, perhaps your temper will flare, the anger will come up. And so Mercury retrograde is saying, all right, guess what? We're slowing this train down, and you're going to be able to do what you need to do without missing the details. So Mercury will be retrograde until the middle of April. And then it will be May, let's call it May 4th. We'll call it Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. By May 5th, you'll know what it is. And I know how it sounds right now, is that you have something going on in your life and you think, oh my goodness, I can't wait. Or you think, I can't put this on hold, or I need an immediate answer, or Molly, this is moving ahead, so what are you telling me? Well, what I'm telling you is that do your best to adjust your expectations. Don't grasp on to one outcome too tightly. expect to do a redo, or at least try to go a little bit slower if you can. Now, this Mercury retrograde, we have all these energies that are in Aries right now, and they're being squared by three planets in Capricorn. Mars has just entered Capricorn. He's at 2 degrees. We have Saturn at 8 degrees of Capricorn, and he's slowing down to go retrograde in April. And we have Pluto in Capricorn. So you have these three planets in Capricorn that are also applying a stop sign to the Aries energy. Because Aries is our, I'm ready, let's do it, let's go, you know, let's get it started, out the door. And then we have Capricorn who comes in and says, now wait a minute, we're going to sit down at the table, we're going to review the details, we're going to look at the roadmap, we're going to go through and assess what is necessary, what's excessive. And you know that all those Aries planets are just rolling their eyes, saying, oh my gosh, no, let's go, let's go. And Capricorn says, no, we have to sit at the table and look at this realistically and take our time. So there is some discomfort right now. And if you feel that, breathe and know that it's part of just the energy right now. And the more that you can just accept that it's not just you, it's in the collective, you'll identify it, you'll see it for what it is, and you'll understand that there's just going to be some things to work out, that it's not just going to take off like you want it to. There might be some pauses. You should expect some pauses. You should expect that, you know, you could reach a point of frustration or some tension or just being annoyed or pissed off. We don't want that. That's not what we want. But the planets are in such different energies right now. And they're so strongly in Aries and in Capricorn with very different intentions that please know it's not you. There's just this huge divine timing issue going on. And allow that to comfort you. Divine timing is at play. And the Aries planets are feeling like they don't have their mojo. And what does that mean? Well, then Aries gets mad. Stop, and it gets frustrated. And so you could feel that in yourself or see that in other people. But here's what's beautiful. The timeline is in a month, by the middle of April, it's going to feel so much lighter and the load is going to feel lesser. You're going to feel clearer because by then the planets are going to be moving into Taurus, which will sync up beautifully with Capricorn energies. And with the planets in Taurus, you're going to feel more steady, more grounded. You're going to be aware of the money, the what has the right time commitment. It's just going to be more of a flow. So the last 2 weeks here of March, they're a little bit crunchy. That's what I'm going to call it. It's a little crunchy where you're just thinking things maybe aren't clicking just yet. And you understand that it's okay to breathe it out and to not rush it and to not put the cart before the horse and to just understand that for all the things we want to get started, that there's just a bigger cycle in play. So what I would recommend, here's how I have been working with this energy myself. Just today, I was trying to make a reservation, a dinner reservation for this weekend, and I couldn't make it happen. I'm like, why is this not working? This reservation isn't going through. Well, Mercury in retrograde, right, reminds us that basically some kind of a delay is to be expected, but I thought of it, it just felt like delay means don't, as in don't force it. So the reservation, I just let it go and decided, well, something else is going to come up, and I'm not going to force this. And so can I just be in the flow of it? Because we're going to a park, and it's like there's going to be other options. It doesn't have to be this option. So, again, releasing expectations and not fighting with it. Because the Aries energy will find something to fight with. Are you fighting with your phone? Are you fighting with your computer? Are you fighting with someone over something? So be aware of your inner fight and if that's being triggered and coming up, because that alone could frustrate you. The other thing I've started doing is I'm like, well, I'm going to really do some spring cleaning. So I was so proud of myself. Not only did I put stuff in the Goodwill bag and put it in my trunk, I then went to Goodwill on the same day, which I swear has never happened. And so I thought, wow, this is really productive. And it feels good to clean it out. And that was the fresh start. But it's part of the Mercury retrograde energy of what needs to be cleared out and how can you move something out of your house, out of your space, off your desk. That is what we're looking at here. Mercury in retrograde and these other planets in Aries are saying, come back to what you need to feel supported in your energy right now. Aries is also the body. And you could have that need to get moving, especially as it gets warmer outside, you feel a change from the winter weather to spring weather, or just that sense of, you know, I'm ready to do something new and fresh. Follow that, but don't get frustrated at your body, because with the Capricorn energy, we're being reminded to look for long-term results. So it's that sense of, well, I'm going to work out or start a new something, but I'm going to give myself time instead of looking for the immediate payoff or immediate results. So we're really being asked to have patience, and that is not an Aries thing. So find it in yourself to see where this is showing up for you. It'll be in your Aries places in your chart and your Capricorn energies in your chart. Now, looking ahead, by the way, these energies are all going to disperse by May. So we're in this heavy period of things could just feel a little tighter, like there's a little bit more tension. But we're just meant to slow it down and to trust it and to not feel like we have to force anything. I feel like what's so cool here is that we've been bringing in new energies that are, gosh, they just feel so fresh and clean to me. And here's the cool visual I received. And I'm going to hopefully make this so clear for you too. So I saw this image of standing on a field, football field, soccer field, however you want to view a field that goes out in front of you. Hey, cornfield, grass field. And as that field expands forward, it has a grid on it, like the matrix, right? Like the sense of all these energies and how they're all linked. And on this grid, I saw all these new areas being lit up with different colors, like gorgeous greens and really bright yellows. And I could see them sort of popping up as little maybe flowers, if you will, or just energy dots on this matrix. And it just felt like we're really stepping into a whole new field of potentials and possibilities that perhaps our human selves can't quite even fathom yet. And it's part of a graduation because we have two planets moving on in the next few months. Chiron is leaving Pisces after 8 years and moving into Aries. And then Uranus is moving on from Aries and into Taurus. So on a cosmic scale, it's like this energy is saying you're going to have new potentials to play with. And can you please breathe and wait so that we can reveal that to you and show you that and not feel like you have to solve it. This is important because Mercury is our human minds and it's where we do solve things. You know, it's our own way of understanding the world. It's our cerebral energies. It's our intelligence, mental, right? Mercury is very mental. But the higher octave of Mercury is Uranus. Uranus is the cosmic intelligence, universal wisdom, collective mind. And so Uranus actually is a much stronger energy right now, in the sense that Uranus is finishing up its time in Aries, and it's allowing us to move forward, and it is out of our human selves, if you will, and it's something bigger. So this field that I imagined, like this energy matrix, felt like we're really meant to just stand still and absorb and breathe and integrate. Just sit with that for yourself, and just imagine that you're at the end of a field that is really expansive, and it goes out, you know, it just stretches out in front of you. And on it, there's all these different things that are going to be popping up, and they're new and they're different, and there's something that you hadn't seen before. And it feels like that's why this divine timing is coming in. Because I'm going to say we can be impatient. I don't know about you, but I'm highly impatient. And yet every time I've had to wait, it's paid off. And you've probably had that in your own life too, right? Where you thought it was one thing and then something better shows up, or something you had no idea could happen or transpire comes through. So we're really being encouraged right now to, of course, trust your angels, your guides, God, the universe, spirit, source, your higher self. Whatever feels right for you, whatever you connect with and speak with, I feel that it's only working in our favor when we have the wisdom to work with these cycles. And by the way, it's okay if at times you're frustrated about it and you want it to be faster. That's just part of our human experiences, right? Especially in this day and age, when you can have anything instantly or shipped to you overnight prime or delivered to your inbox right away, you know, instant downloads. We expect that. And so we have to also be developing the muscles that allow us to wait and trust and have faith. And I know this is not new for many of you. It's like you know this. And so I just want to further emphasize it. Now, we also have lovely Venus moving through Aries right now, which isn't always her best placement. We call it in her detriment. And that's simply because it's energies that don't sync up with her innate energies. Venus in Aries serves a purpose, though. And she says, what do you need to feel good about yourself? And it's putting the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can put it on someone else. And so what do you need to feel good about who you are and how you move in the world and how you walk in the world? And own that. Own it. Because Venus in Aries is meant to make us feel strong in who we are and to feel in alignment with who we are. The other image I got to share with you, well, actually, it's more of a flashback reminder. I did dance a lot as I was growing up, and I took a lot of ballet classes, which I didn't love, but they were required for any other kind of dance. And any ballet teacher or ballerina knows the importance of your frame of your body and the structure and holding your head up and that sense of being in alignment. And so Venus in Aries is a lovely, strong dancer who is in alignment with her energy, with her body, with herself, and who she is in a confident way. So you're accessing your inner ballerina here. And it's also that sense of, you know, chin up and feel proud and love who you are, and don't be superficial, don't be, you know, arrogant, don't be too much in trying to say spread your ego energy. Be in you. And what happens with the Aries energy is that not everyone knows who they are. And so you could feel that come up too. Who are you right now? After what you've experienced and how you've changed and everything you've healed, who are you? Well, the Venus in Aries ballerina, by the way, she's pretty tough. She's not like the weak ballerina. She's like the ballerina who wears black and the cool lace-up ballet shoes. She's tough, and she's like, this is who I am. So I hope that gives you a strong visual. Oh, you know what? I just got that image of that Christina Aguilera song, Fighter. Do you remember that one from, I don't know how long ago that was, 15 years ago, where she's a fighter, but she was wearing the black stirrups and, like, the sexy outfit? It's that kind of image, too. So it's about coming into feeling strong in yourself and feeling confident in who you are and what you need. In this interesting building up phase to the full moon on March 31st, it's at 11 degrees of Libra. I just posted a video on YouTube describing this full moon in Libra. So be sure and watch that because it will have more insights for you. And it's dedicated all, the whole video is dedicated to that specific energy, that lunation. It's a blue moon, full moon. It's the second full moon in the calendar year. And it also has some tension. I would say big tension, actually. It has a sense of the pause, the waiting, the assessing, and the reassessing. Because not only do we have the sun and the moon opposing each other at 11 degrees, we have Mercury retrograde conjunct the sun, and these planets are being squared by Saturn and Mars in Capricorn. And so there's really this sense of something might break or be challenged or be stuck, not really strong enough to go the long term. And there's a sense that what is being shown to you needs to change and needs to start again. It's sort of like it has to change into a different form or something that's stronger. And we can see it in our relationships. This is a really big relationship dynamic here with this full moon. So you might see those relationships that just aren't cutting it. And you've kept showing up, and you're like, I'm just going to keep trying, and maybe they will change, or maybe we'll have a different conversation, or maybe we will. It's like we have all this optimism at times about other people's stuff. And this full moon gives you the reality check of what is really, where they are really at, and where you are really at. So a key word for this upcoming full moon would be acceptance. Acceptance of you and acceptance of them. And when you accept something, you might not agree with it. You might not be on the same page with it. You might not like it. But the wisdom is that sense of this is what it is. That's what a reality check is, right? It's like, okay, but this is who they are, or this is what they are choosing, and this is what they want. And I'm saying they because it's a full moon in Libra, which is about the other. And so it shows you what is in alignment and out of alignment with you. So this it's just an interesting period here, these last few weeks of March, because I feel that we're also being gifted with further trusting who you are right now and where you're going. You know, getting back to that visual of the energy field and what is your possibilities and what is popping up for you and what do you want? I feel like there's opportunities to plant what you want. Because we live in this amazing energy matrix that really can create anything. And so what do you want to plant? And or what have you already been tending to that is going to bloom and is ripe? And at the same time, you know, you could feel something dying. I'm getting the image of something falling away. But, you know, that doesn't mean it's gone forever. It means acceptance of who you are and what you need and what's important to you. And to know that then that's when you can accept that, then all this strength comes in. Like I'm getting the image of a lion. The lions come roaring in, like that strength. If you know the tarot, the lion on the strength card is just that sense of, wow, you know, you've got this when you can be strong in who you are and confident and your own source of everything. And I'm feeling like so many people know this, and we're seeing now that we can't hold back ourselves. You can't hold back where you've been or what you've changed. I mean, the Chiron in Pisces energy, my friends, Chiron being towards the end of Pisces is huge because it's showing you so much of what you've healed. But as a celebration energy, I feel it as a healed, as a look at what you have fully experienced, and can you let yourself go forward? And or to flip it around, are you the one holding yourself back? The Pisces energy, Chiron and Pisces, it'll be like, oh, I'll just sacrifice myself for someone else, or I'll just hold back my path and, you know, stand here with rose-colored glasses and hope they catch up. And you can choose anything. But how does that even feel? Does that honor your soul? Does that honor your path? Does that honor what you want? And oh my goodness, I'm feeling tears. I'm feeling tears from some of you because you know the answer. And you know the answer is that you can't wait, or you're done. You're like, I've waited. I've been hopeful, and it's only left me feeling disappointed. So we have some choices to make here. And you are in control of your own energy. That's it. You are in control of your own energy. That's all that's your power. You don't have the power over somebody else's energy. And the best thing you can do at times is to demonstrate to them, even if it's only in the 5D instead of 3D, if you demonstrate to them, this is what it means to be someone who loves themselves and who follows their dreams. And that is so powerful. Wow, I feel like some of you are really being triggered right now because you know this, and yet hearing it is different. It validates what you've been thinking. I had a lovely client last week who was really looking, who she's really looking to change, and she's looking for her husband to change too. And my guidance to her was, I want him to change. The best thing you can do is use your own energy and demonstrate exactly what you want to create and find your passion and find your inspiration and find your dream and say, oh, I'm so excited to be doing this, or I found this. Like, you take your energy and you put it into what is nourishing and uplifting for you, and then you become a model to him to do the same. Because, you know, you think about how contagious it is to see someone who's happy and joyful and inspired and excited about their life, and you think, oh, I want that too. So then you can put your energy into that too. That's where we're at. We're at this point where you really have to take responsibility for who you are and to let people go. Ugh. I know that's hard for so many. I'm feeling this so intensely. To let some people go and letting them go is the hardest thing for you. And so you've been avoiding it because mentally you know I need to let them go, but emotionally it's way too hard, so you've been putting it off. And you're like, oh, I'll just still let this, you know, flow, and I'll just still, you know, hold a torch for them or hold on to this possibility. And you are a powerful person, and you can choose anything you want, but look at your energy, and this is also where you choose if it's serving you or not. So this is where we're at, my friends, is that there's new energy starting. Can't miss it. There's new opportunities that will be coming in. There are big choices to make about yourself, your path, what you need to honor and who you are and what you need, what you want. And there's also this reclaiming of your energy, the reclaiming of the fact that this is what you have power over. And how are you going to use that? So, the astrology is pretty clear right now with the lineup in Aries and the lineup in Capricorn that, yes, things are happening under the surface. Yes, things are moving, and it's not going to be on our human timeline, but it will pay off. It will pay off. So I hope that on some level that resonates with you and brings you some comfort, that you cannot force it right now. You can't force the river. You can't force the universe, right? Like, you can't force the cosmos to move any faster than they do. So don't expect yourself to. And focus on what can bring you happiness right now, where you find joy, and, you know, where you even feel your own badass ballerina and how she can make you feel stronger in who you are and what you want. I feel like there's good stuff happening here, even if we can't see it yet. And allow that to comfort you too. Let me see if there's anything else. I'm just listening. Oh, take care of your body. The Aries energy is about the physical body. So make sure that you're listening to any of your body's messages. If you need to get to the doctor, anything with bones is important right now. And teeth, bones and teeth, because that's what Capricorn rules, the structures of our body, the spine, the teeth, rib cage, you know, think of how many bones are in our body. So if anything's giving you any issues, I feel like it's a time to just, you know, play it safe and take the cautious path and get it checked out. Okay, I feel like this is complete for this week. And yes, I do sessions. I know that there's some people who are just finding me. Thank you for sharing this this program in your Facebook groups. I really appreciate that because I just hope this helps more people. You know, that's really what we do right now is we try to support each other wherever we are. So thank you for sharing this, and thank you for those of you who have reached out for sessions. And please know that I really appreciate you. There's amazing people who listen to this program, and I'm just so honored to connect with you and where you're at and everything you've been through. It's really remarkable. So, my friends, I will see you back here next Wednesday for the next live show. Please check out my archives. I've been doing this show since 2012. Tons of topics. If you are looking for anything in particular, perhaps you will find a show on that topic. And in the meantime, I will see you online, and I wish you the very best as we begin this beautiful new cycle that holds a whole field of awesome possibilities. Thank you so much, and I will see you online. Bye-bye.